This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden staying under the radar, not much talk about replacing him these days because that talk was hurting his chances. They need Biden, they being the Democrats, need Biden to appear to be strong, like he's coming into this election campaign or this, you know, search or bid to become president in his strongest. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. KJRadio.com or TheKevinJacksonShow.com. You want to give me a call, 844-551-8255. Keeping Joe Biden out of the mainstream is what they've been doing. They're only cutting videos of Biden where they can make him look as if he's presidential. And by the way, they don't get very much coverage. The commercials that run for Biden aren't even really starting yet against Trump because they don't have a lot of money. I talked about this the other day. I gave you the numbers. Donald Trump can spend he could spend $100 million a month easily leading up to the election cycle and have money left over. Oh, boy. Keep him out of the mainstream. In fact, one of the strategies for Biden was don't let him out in public and make sure that you have scripted everything he's going to talk about. They literally feed Biden the questions when they're doing interviews, and you can watch him. He reads them. As he's trying to give the answers, he's got prepared answers, and he still can't give the right answers. Yeah, they also hope Tara Reid is going to fade out of the news cycle. Because, yeah, let me just tell you, they better be careful. Because when you push Tara Reid out, something has to fill that void. And the Democrats, let's face it, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, they don't have a lot to put in the void. We got a lot of things to discuss today that do not bode well for Democrats. And look, I'm going to tell you something, because I don't want you thinking you come to this radio show and or listen to my podcast and you're going, this guy's just a homer for the Republicans. Far from it. Far from it. There are many things that I will be beating these guys up. For example, if they pass another stimulus, I'm going to lose it. We don't need another stimulus. This is the Democrats trying to get all their little, you know, dreams fulfilled because they know what's going to happen. I'm going to prove to you yet again on this radio show that Donald Trump is going to win the presidency and that the Republicans will regain the House and they will keep the Senate, if not adding to the Senate. And you're going, Kevin, you must be on the wacky weed, bro. No, I'm not. I'm not on the wacky weed. Just going to tell you the way it is. We got special election results to talk about today. Should have talked about it yesterday. More wins for Trump as it relates to Russian collusion. And of course, I'm going to regale you with the doom, the impending doom that awaits the Democrats. And part of it has to do with the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. I call it the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020. That hoax is still running. Democrats are still betting on that, and they are losing. Pay attention to me, people. The Democrats are losing this battle. They're losing the PR battle. They're losing the... And you know why. Come on. You know why. I don't have to tell you. They're losing the PR battle because they tell nothing but lies. Dr. Fauci set the pace. We had Rand Paul. I don't know if we played that clip the other day, but Rand Paul was commenting on Fauci. He's like, this guy, he's so far off base. Why should we give you any respect? Maybe we'll play that clip coming in the next segment because it's fairly long. But it's people describe it as it is the most. I mean, it truly hit to the essence of why are we paying attention to Fauci? Knows nothing about this. Then we get a report, Dr. Birx believes that the Wuhan the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus numbers are inflated by as much as 25%. Let me tell you something. 25% is child's play. These numbers are inflated by 50 to 75%. Oh, and they love posting them, man. They're like Vietnam deaths. I remember back in the 60s, I was a kid, they would always tell you how many people, soldiers, were killed in Vietnam. How many Vietnamese were killed and how many of us, you know, our soldiers were killed. Well, that's what they're doing here. There's now 14 million billion people around the country, around the world, that have been killed by the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. Yeah. And then you get people talking about the how they measured the deaths. Here's Dr. Ezekiel on the definition of COVID death.
I just want to be clear in terms of the definition of people dying of COVID. So the case definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was a COVID positive diagnosis. So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if technically, if even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
Oh, indeed, it is helpful. It is helpful. Everything that you, anybody that's got COVID, and if you died in a car wreck and you had COVID, so what? The 18-wheeler crushed your car and that killed you. You were a COVID death. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That's the case definition. If you're in hospice, given a few weeks to live, if you died of a clear case of something that's alternative to COVID, they know that you did not die of COVID. Kidney, renal failure, it's COVID. Heart failure, it's COVID. Bludgeoned to the top of your skull, it's COVID. What Bert said is, there is nothing from the CDC that I can trust. That was a pretty telling statement when you think about it. And it made me think about, there's nothing from the CDC that she can trust. What is she also saying? There is nothing, folks, from the government that you can trust. Nothing. Without Trump revamping this government, you had a government so rogue that it's insane how they got that far. I don't even blame them. If you want to let people have that kind of power, they'll take it. Give it to your kids. Watch a child. Don't discipline them, or an animal. Don't discipline them. Watch what happens. Do you think that, oh, I hate that you're giving me all of this power, said the pet. No, they take it. They walk you. You don't walk them. And I could go on. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Imagine being a Democrat, being in the predicament of the Democrats right now. You have a demented candidate whom you must watch every word that comes out of his mouth. You have a demented candidate who has a past where he's just a blatant liar, a pathological liar. You have a candidate who is being accused of a sexual assault, and you have gone to bat for him knowing that everything that you stand for with respect to the Me Too movement is now going by the wayside. You have been exposed yet again as a hypocrite. That's what the Democrats face right now. The cover-ups, based on these looming anvils that are being held over their head, because every one of the Obama administration swamp rats is under fire, including baby black Jesus himself, Barack Obama. They won't even talk right now about replacing Joe Biden, because who are they going to replace him with? You can't even bring up Michelle Obama. She's going to be tainted with it as well. Obamagate has been exposed and all the people, all the hiding of evidence. Adam Schiff, I'm going to talk about these clowns a little bit later, but I just want to give you, I just want you to imagine if this were the predicament of Republicans, where I would just say, y'all, please, let's just, why are we playing around here? Let's just give it up. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Check us out in podcasts anytime you want. We're on all the major platforms, even though we monetize, if you want to call it that, through Spreaker. And we're getting it figured out little by little, how to keep this thing, keep the wheels on the wagon. Anyway, the cover-ups that these Democrats have to go through, I wouldn't even sleep well at night. When they make the comment, oh, he sleeps like a baby. Yeah, wakes up every 2 hours screaming. That is what Democrats have to be going through right now. Comey, Brennan, Clapper, all of them. The more we learn, the more we know how bad these people are, how evil, how vile to their rotten core they are. Whew, would hate to be them. And then, here's what's worse. You have Trump as your adversary, a guy who says when you're ready to fight, he's like, shoot, he's taking off his tie, he's rolling up his shirt sleeves, or he just breaks the buttons on his shirt and says, let's do this. God, how scary is that for Democrats? They finally got, they met their match. I don't know if you've ever had that happen. You're going along thinking, woo-hoo-hoo, I'm really good. And then suddenly somebody comes along and goes, nope, I'm better. I'm smarter. I'm prettier. I'm faster. I'm tougher. In this case, Trump, he may be all that. And a bag of chips, as they say. Yes, fries do go with that shake. What can you do? Well, let me tell you what the Democrats will do. Because the Chicago mayor, Lightfoot, She explains what they're going to try to do in this clip.
With the executive branch, because otherwise it doesn't work. So you got to eliminate that compliance and you make it a mandate. And then you do training, particularly in the city, I'll call them licensing departments, whether it's zoning, buildings, housing will be impacted by it, planning certainly. And you pick the people to run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the new world order and good governance. And then I think you have the inspector general do some spot audits.
What Lori Lightfoot is describing there is how they would use a crisis like this in order to implement the new world order, how to take over stuff. I mean, that's got to be pretty scary to you. There's no bones about it. She's saying, look, you don't ask for compliance. You demand it. You make it mandatory. You wonder why we are going to put a petition that says you can never do this again. We are filing lawsuits to say you can never do this again. Make parents have to educate their own kids after we pay our taxes? Really, you should be able to do that. Why am I giving you tax money if I'm going to educate my own kid? Which, by the way, I have to admit, I can teach my own kid a lot more than the schools do. I just don't always have the time. That's the problem, is our schedules, right? But this homeschooling thing opened my eyes. I don't know how it did with you guys. But let me go back to what Lori Lightfoot was saying. She's saying, well, we're going to mandate compliance. You will open or shut your business as we describe. We will have, I love this part, we will have licensing departments. This is how the Democrats feather their nest. They say, oh, we will grow government. Let's bring on new licensing departments. So, for example, think about, we're going to have a pandemic licensing department. I mean, you're going, well, what? I don't know what it is either, but it would be something along the lines of, in the event of a pandemic, you need to get a license to reopen or to open, or we'll shut you down. And then she says, we'll do zoning and planning. So they'll have all kinds of departments that they'll bring. Oh, we're going to have a planning department for the pandemic. So let's bring on another 100 to 150 bureaucrats that will deal with the planning in the event of a pandemic. So we'll have signs made up. We're going to give out all these contracts to plan for the pandemic. We'll zone. based on epicenters and outbreak regions and things like this. And then, again, you'll have to get a license in order to read. So what they're doing is they set these things up to where you're buried in bureaucracy. And that's the New World Order. The New World Order is you will comply. You will open your business, close your business when we tell you. You will stay at home or decide where you can go when we tell you. You will educate your own kids. We will put a lockdown on hospitals. So what? You die at home. We don't have to care about that. They want to pass H.R. 6666, a bill to trace the Chinese Wuhan virus of those who come in contact with it. I said call it H.R. 666, the mark of the beast. They want to be able to trace any communicable disease that you have and the people that you come in contact with, whatever it may be. They can disguise it as, oh, it's just this virus. This is the one we're worried about right now. It's only this one. Do you believe that? Because I don't. I know that's not going to be the case. What else will they trace? The president said to the World Health Organization, the WHO, he says, we're not going to, well, number one, he took away the funding, but he said this, we won't be fooled again. Powerful words. We won't be fooled again. You're not going to shut our economy down. I'm telling you folks right now, we better get to work. We as conservatives better get to work. We better start implementing, talking about legislation we want that can make sure that none of this type of stuff could ever happen again. Not on our watch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are hearing from a government whistleblower who says he was demoted after raising concerns about a controversial coronavirus treatment that was promoted by President Trump. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess is questioning the timing of the hearing.
To say this is a disappointment would be an understatement. But not only disappointment, but quite frankly, I'm concerned it took 5 months to have a hearing on this novel coronavirus.
Protests are taking place in Lansing, Michigan over Governor Gretchen Whitmer's extended stay-at-home order. Adam DeAngeli tells WXYZ in Detroit why he's protesting.
This is the most extreme government overreach I've seen in my lifetime.
DeAngeli says he will be wearing a mask and following proper social distancing. The Michigan stay-at-home order is in place until May 28th. This is USA Radio News. President Trump says a payroll tax cut is the way to go amid another big initial jobless claim number. The president telling Fox Business the idea is very easy to administer. Almost 3 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims. That number is slightly down from last week. Senator Richard Burr will temporarily step down as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee amid the ongoing investigation over his stock trades. With more details on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The FBI is investigating Senator Richard Burr to learn whether the North Carolina Republican was involved in insider trading based on information he obtained as a member of Congress. Agents serving a search warrant on his home in the Washington, D.C. area yesterday and seizing his cell phone. Burr did sell off large amounts of stock in February just before the pandemic struck, sending Wall Street stocks into free fall.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Had a couple of special elections that occurred. Tom Tiffany won in Wisconsin, relatively comfortable Republican seat. But, you know, they should all be up for grabs, right? Because Donald Trump's not very popular. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Yeah, he held his seat. What it means is, given how he won, I don't know if you saw the numbers. I think it was a comfortable win. They described it as a comfortable win. So what it means is Joe Biden, who needs Wisconsin, maybe won't have as much comfort as he'd like. Remember, Trump won Wisconsin in 2016, and people were like, hey, he can't win Wisconsin, and then he wins it. And they were like, what? What happened? We cheated. How does he win it? Tom Tiffany in Wisconsin, congratulations. Let me tell you, there was another big win, too. This one in California. But I want to get to it. But I just want to tell you something about what's happening and what you need to understand behind all of the rest of this. Oh, a couple of Republicans won. They won every special election. There were two. They won them. They won both of them. One was with a Democrat, one was with a Republican. A Republican was in Wisconsin, the Democrat was in California. Needless to say, winning in California as a Republican, what? But before we get to that, let me explain something. America loves the feeling of success under Donald Trump. The sensation is palpable, particularly after you spent 8 years under the thumb, under the reign of Barack Obama. That amazing elation that Americans feel manifested itself in what happened on Tuesday when we won Wisconsin comfortably, and we did something that probably no Democrat expected, certainly no conservative did. I don't know if you were watching the news cycles about the election that was going to be held in California, and I'm going to get to that. And what all this is a bellwether, folks, for November. I'm guaranteeing you Donald Trump is going to win in November. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I said it in 2016. It is no different now. Kevin Jackson, oh yeah, using his superpower of common sense, will explain to you why Donald Trump will serve a second term. He will enjoy both the House and the Senate, and he will move his agenda, the agenda of the American people, more forward than any other president in history, including Ronald Reagan. And before I give you the reasoning behind my predictions, I want to go back to what led up to this overwhelming support of President Trump. That feeling that you can't shake. You know what I'm talking about? Right now, your portfolio is taking a hit. You may be out of a job. There's a host of things going on in your life. And it's bad, right? And it's bad for millions of people. But you know what you have? You have the attitude of, it will be back. I'll be okay. Things are going to come back to the normal that was set by Donald Trump. More people feel that in this country than in the history of America. That's right. Even as Democrats tried to destroy him. And what can only be described as a reign of terror, or what I like to call the dark ages of America, the Obama administration sunk this country into a depression. And we had multiple depressions going on. Borrowing hid all of the financial woes of Barack Obama's feckless policies. He used every so-called crisis to add to the national debt, and he almost doubled it. It can only be described as the largest money grab in the history of the world. It occurred under his watch. They called it quantitative easing, but it could have easily have been described as monumental Obama ignorance in finance. Now, he wasn't completely ignorant because it was a ruse. Yeah, he wanted to give that money out because that's the only way Democrats know what to do. Create more bureaucracy, which he did. And by the way, Donald Trump undid that bureaucracy and unleashed an estimated $2 trillion of productivity back into the capital markets. $2 trillion annually that don't come from the egregious and onerous paperwork that has to be done for all of the compliance and all the things that I described earlier that Lori Lightfoot wants to do. Let's put licensing departments and planning and zoning and all these things and create a new world order that buries people in paperwork and gives the government every reason to come get you for some technicality. Oh, don't believe me? Ask General Flynn. Now, while Barack Obama performed pitifully in finance, his divisiveness was woeful to say the least. Barack Obama, supposed the great uniter, was anything but. He was the great divider. The Me Too movement grew. It showcased women's hatred of men, and not just bad men. Men like Justice Kavanaugh that get caught up in it. And I could name others. Their hatred of men. The LGBT movement in its disdain for the, quote, cisgender. You know what the cisgender are, right? The cisgender are people who actually live by their birth gender. You and me. I'm a male, and how dare I live as a male? That's a cisgender. You, women listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you're cisgender because you would dare live as a female. You don't want to be a transsexual or a bisexual or whatever. You're just normal. But they got to give you a term. Oh, you mean we normal people? So he divided us on that way. And then we got this new term called intersectionality. The more intersecting points you have, the better citizen of the world you are. So, for example, if you are a black lesbian woman, you rank higher in society than a white cisgender woman, or certainly than a white male. And I could go on. Yeah, so we had a ranking system that came in under Obama. Because, Lord knows, we can't all just be equal as human beings. Not when there's money to be made by separating us by what we do with our naughty bits. It's insane. The pity parties flourished under Obama. Black leftists wallowed in self-pity. They blame white people for all the ills of society in this self-described black America. White people did this to me. White man, the white man. You can't get ahead because of the white man, the white man, the white man. While all around them are people getting ahead. And oh, by the way, the president of America was black. Don't let me be the one to leak that out, okay? But no, you can't make it in America. Ooh, and you would think that in the time of Obama, it would have ended. All that stuff would have been done. Now, look, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but I'm just recapping that the idiocy of we can't make it, man, the black man, you got a sitting president who's black. who's black. It's unbelievable. So they're attacking, really, the culture of America, the MAGA of America. Women were lamenting their wage inequality. What else is new? LGBT distressed over their so-called lack of sexual freedom. You will acknowledge me in the way that I have sex, and you're going to make sure that you say that it's okay with whatever I decide to. Well, nobody, do what you want to do. Just don't legislate it. And by the way, conservatives, treat them with respect. So what they have? Weird sexual proclivities. Who cares? That's their prerogative. You got weird things about you. What do you collect? I got an aunt that collects these little ceramic animals. That's weird to me. Okay? But I don't care. I don't collect them. But I'm not going to get after her for doing it. I know, look, I'm making a point here, folks. I'm going to get to the reasons why, and I've given you plenty, the reasons why Donald Trump is going to win in 2020, he's already won 2016, in 2020, and he will have the House and the Senate. Bear with me. That's what we're talking about right now. But I'm leading you up to all of this, all of the reasons why we had a special election in California that flipped. I'm giving you all the reasons. I'm explaining it. I'm mansplaining it for you leftist women out there who don't understand something unless a man explains it to you. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, the more that you intersected with these aggrieved groups, the better leftists perceived you as a human being. So what? You treated gay people with respect. You may not like their lifestyle, but you treat them with respect. You're not a human being unless you could walk a mile in their shoes. Maybe you could go to gay school or something. I don't know how you do that. I just try to be nice to everybody and treat them the way they treat me. We'll be back. We'll talk
about
that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
So I'm explaining how the Republicans managed to flip a House seat in California, something that had not been done in more than two decades. And I'm recapping everything that led up to it. All this Obama-era nonsense that got you fed up. I don't think we're broadcasting in California. We might be. And we never keep up with that stuff. But anyway, the word has gotten out in California that it is flippable. In fact, what's interesting about this, I was going to talk about this probably 4 or 5 months ago. And we just kept, other news just kept cropping up, Russian collusion, impeachment, all this other nonsense that we never talked about. But there was a very real possibility of California flipping as a state. If the Republicans focused on it, because like the Democrats would do this, they'll say, we're going to flip Colorado. And then they just start moving people in. They move in illegals. They move in California people. They Californicate a state. Same thing they did with Texas. They move in illegals. Now they're Californicating the state of Texas. Texas was so solidly red, it was never in play. Ted Cruz barely beat Beto O'Rourke, sorry for mentioning his name, if hope you have a barf bag nearby, but he barely beat a clown, a grifter. That's pathetic. And so we're talking about all these various aggrieved groups. You know, the Me Too movement, born of leftism, Harvey Weinstein and others, mostly leftist men who have mistreated women. I'm not saying that other men haven't mistreated, conservative men haven't mistreated women, but not on the level of a Harvey Weinstein or a Jeffrey Epstein or a Bill Clinton or a Joe Biden. Not even close. You might have, you know, lied to your woman at some point or whatever as a conservative guy, but you don't have, you're not out there going, you know, I don't care about women, I'm going to rape them and pillage them and whatever. You know, that's leftism. They get mad when I tell them the truth on the Kevin Jackson Show, but hey, that's my job. And if, by the way, if it were conservative men, I would say it to you. I know, let me put it, I'll put it personally. I know women that I have wronged, and I feel horrible for it. Horrible. It isn't a pattern or anything. And in many cases, I'll be blunt, it was because I didn't know how to treat women. My mother died when I was 5, and I didn't get any counseling. So if a woman came to me wrong, I was like, screw you, go. So what, I screwed up, or I did this or that. It's on you. You know, I was so jacked up. I'm happy to tell you I'm over that, but I certainly was that, and it wasn't intentional, it wasn't malicious, it was born of ignorance that has been corrected, because we work on stuff as conservatives. Democrats don't. So I was talking about the Me Too movement, talking about the Black Power movement during the time of Obama. You would think it would go away, that people would go, man, we're one America. Oh, look, black leftists, I get it. You want to be able to have the voting blocks in the big cities and influence legislation. Now, you can do it. It can be done a very different way, not by putting some rabble-rouser in control of the black vote for doing the right things. LGBT. Really? We want to humanize you and tell you we respect you regardless of how you with whom you have sex. We respect you, but don't be flaunting your naughty bits in our face. Oh, but you're mean-spirited. You're homophobic. I'm no way homophobic. I have no fear of of the homos. None. During the era of Obama, freeloaders gained power. They demonstrated anger against self-made, hard-working capitalists. They said, we put our boots on their oppressed necks. Why? Because they had jobs. You were the oppressor for giving them an opportunity. Non-believers attacked the religion and what could only be described as their new religion. A cauldron of leftist hatred bloomed right before our very eyes, folks, and Obama watched as proverbial Rome burned. But his reign was far worse. He ran the most corrupt administration in American history, lied to us in the money grab called Obamacare. Millions of people likely died due to this stupid legislation, and the media and other leftists were silent, completely silent. In fact, they promoted it. You were bad if you didn't want to kill these people with this stupid legislation. But things got worse. Obama felt the pressure of his office, an office that he admitted he was not prepared for. So what happened? Veterans died on waiting lists. Citizens were targeted by the IRS because of their political ideology. He ran guns into Mexico. Why? Because he wanted to create such a chaos in Mexico, it would allow illegals to come into this country unfettered. It's unbelievable. Citizens dying in Benghazi. And this is just a small part of Obama's insubordination. This is just a small part. That's only his domestic failures. His foreign policy would embarrass any sane person. He drew red lines in countries, and the countries readily crossed them. Syria scoffed at Obama's threats. Iran's nuclear program proliferated. Russia mocked Obama, his entire presidency for the most part, invading Crimea and expanding its authority in most of Europe by oil, by saying, look, we'll cut you off from oil. What was Obama doing? giving money to green energy nonsense companies that have since failed. China devalued America's currency. They stole our intellectual property. And they used Obama to build the largest economy in the world at the time. And Obama's parting words as president was the new norms of outsourcing to China and their massive annual trade deficit of $375 billion. That was the new norm. A trade deficit that was larger than the GDP of Saudi Arabia. And he was equally reckless with the rest of the world. Our trade deficit was almost $800 billion when he left office, a GDP that would make it the 19th largest country on the planet. The only way that you can look at Obama's history as a scorched earth, he burned America to the ground. That's right. Unbelievable. And then came Trump. Trump's going to go down in history, folks, as the most pivotal president in modern history, bar none. And here's the one that's a real shocker, and I talked about it the other day. He's going to be noted for bringing the country together from the brink of disaster. Now, I don't need to walk you through all that he's accomplished. It would take literally days if we embellished on him and talked about him and what does it mean. What does this piece of legislation mean? And I don't need to walk you through that stuff in order to make my bigger point. And that point is the Trump impact can be seen all around you if you know what to look for. Yep. This special election in California is a perfect example. Who would have thought that California was savable? The state that stacked the deck against Republicans in every possible way, yet a Republican flipped a Democrat House district. Adam Schiff, I would be on notice right now. I would be wondering, what's my prospects? Representative Mike Garcia defeated Christy Smith in this runoff for a House seat in a, pay attention people, Los Angeles suburb. The election was held to fill the remainder of Katie Hill's first term. Now, Katie Hill was embroiled in this controversy where she was sleeping with staffers or something like that. And this seat had been held by a Democrat since 1998. The 25th congressional district. Now, I'm not going to tell you all the locations, but it was solidly Democrat. Now, I want you to consider the elements of this win, folks. During the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020, in the state of California, under the meltdown that is occurring under President Trump, a Republican took a seat back from a Democrat. Yeah. Now, what's worse is, here's some numbers. The Chinese, this hoax was supposed to put a nail in the coffin of Donald Trump. But 5 months ago, they report that his approval rating was at 43%. Since then, 30 million Americans lost their job. The U.S. economy is the worst crisis since the Great Depression, they said. And this pandemic is among us. And Donald Trump's approval rating is at 44%. Now, remember what I told you earlier. People like the elation that they felt when Trump got elected, and they remember that economy that he built. He inspires an unprecedented level of confidence. They know he's going to heal this economy despite the attempts by leftists to take him down. And they also know where to put the blame. And the special election in California tells you exactly how people feel.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.